in order for us to transform, to transmute the blocks, we first need to be aware of them. So in the perception we have now of reality around us in this very protected environment, we already have kind of a sense of what's going on in the city and beyond in the entire country and beyond in the entire world, this planet. And for a moment we want to feel the pain, although it's not nice. When you feel the pain, you will probably feel it in your own body. Even though it may not be your pain, you will feel it in your own body as well as a kind of a resonance. And you also have your own set of unresolved issues that will cause pain. So they will add on. So you may notice two layers or two different sets of things, but it's not about distinguishing that's mine, that's not mine. It's about feeling the pain. And can you now shift your focus to your chest so your breath can expand from your chest? Like the rib cage is opening forwards, sideways, backwards, upwards. And you're making a little more space for breath. You're still aware of the pain, still there, but you're giving more space. So breathe in your chest. Subtly, very subtly. It may take a little while for space to open up. Can't push it. But if you invite more space, you'll probably have greater opening, especially towards the end of the in-breath, where you believe you have breathed in all that you can take, and actually there's a lot more you can take in. So you're exploring the end of the in-breath and the extra space you get when you relax then. It's a physical relaxing, but it's also a kind of an emotional surrender. It's like a mental allowing as well. So I've got all three levels, the body itself and the heart and the mind are just responding. And when you have enough space in the chest, you will move to the upper part of it, where the collarbones are. And then you lift yourself up a little bit by taking two steps on each in-breath. You take half the in-breath, pause briefly, take the second half of the in-breath, and pause again before having a long out-breath with a sigh. So a two-step in-breath, two krama. And each one of those steps is like one step on a staircase. I'm moving a little higher each time. But I'm also lifting myself up within my energy field so I reach the higher frequencies I can operate from. when I lift myself a little higher, the pain is less. It doesn't go, but it's less. It's less excruciating. At some point you reach your maximum and say, this is where I can be. So that's my plateau. That's the highest I can hold. And there you settle again and you communicate, you connect, you commute with the wind. Still have a little bit of wind around. So from that level, you connect with the wind. The wind is a great friend because it's free. It's never stopped by anything, really. It moves, it keeps going. It will move around obstacles, but it will follow its impetus. So make friends with the wind, just feel the breeze on your cheeks, on your hands. See how it modifies your breath. And notice how that free wind that goes anywhere and everywhere can shift things as well. Leaves, bits and pieces on the floor. And check to if you can sit on the wind like a bird and rest on the wind and just find your cruising speed so you can move with it. Like on a flying carpet, just that you don't have a flying carpet. You're flying with the wind itself, like literally like a bird. And gain some perspective. Some altitude and perspective. It's like looking at the situation from a privileged perch from where you can see things differently. And look at your life currently this week, just this week. Look at what happened to you in this past week from Monday till Saturday. Remember what you can remember. Watch the film of your life this week. At least the fragments of the film you remember. But watch it from that perch. You're a bird and you're flying above. So you see yourself, you see the circumstances, the situations from above. And then zoom in towards the middle of the week, Wednesday. Wednesday was the day of the new moon. We have a new moon every month, so it's nothing special. But every new moon happens in a certain background color, which is the color of the sign of the zodiac it's happening in. So the background color for this one is Pisces. And it's, let's say, the background color of our life in which we can connect with and embrace infinity, limitless possibilities, like the ocean of possibilities. Not every month in the year are we able to do that. So it's like the current background is big, limitless, very expansive, which can be frightening, too big, especially if we are the type of person who feels much better with small things, the kind of person who can analyze and go into small, minute details and sort out the tiny little bits and pieces. But every year there's a moment, there's a month in which we are able to embrace that really vast environment. So that's the context of the new moon. Background is limitless, vast, profound. But that's not all, because the new moon is a moment in the month where, from our perspective on Earth, the sun, which represents our eternal self, and the moon, which represents our embodied self, are together. They join. They reunite. It's like the moment where we are in tune with self. And it's the beginning of the monthly cycle, because when it happens, it means the moon is not visible because it's there in the sky at the same time as the sun. So we don't see it. So new cycle, new beginning, and this limitless field of possibilities. And then there's another player in this background, which is another archetype, and it's Neptune. Neptune brings an element of illusion. Like, we can be mistaken, we see things differently than they are, or we can be elated, a little over the top. We can be deluded, have a kind of misapprehension of reality. We can get a bit lost, like in a mist. Or we can become really mystical, like when we dive into the divine and just immerse ourselves in it. So all of these examples are some of the qualities of this Neptunian archetype. And it happens to be also the planet ruling Pisces. So it's like the house, the lord of the house, the landlord. So we've got the landlord Neptune, the great illusionist, the magician, inviting sun and moon to join there. And then there's one more element. It's a tiny little dot of light. It's called Vesta. It's a small planet, it's an asteroid. And it represents the little dot of light that is present in everything that is alive. Whether it's a cell, whether it's a human being, whether it's a collective being like a society, there's always that presence represented by a dot of light, but it's present everywhere. So that little thing that makes things alive. If we wanted to speak the language of Indian teachings, a bit like Purusha, present in Prakriti, the divine present in the world. So I've got that little light as a reminder. So here's a stage set. You're being invited to a party, and you will be reminded that it's all about light. And light is that little thing you already have within. So there's no light to turn on. But where the story goes a little more difficult is when all these protagonists come together, there's a lot of confusion. And what actually surfaces at that moment are all the unresolved issues. All the stuff that needs attention. Now, if you go back to your own life this week, around Wednesday or maybe Tuesday or Thursday, so midweek, chances are that you can find, identify a few elements of disruption, delusion or disillusion, arguments or other difficulties you had to face, or a sudden collapse of your energy. So just become aware of what it was, because there certainly was something. And bear in mind that what happened then for you is what needs attention now this month. It may not be central, it may not be relevant, it may be completely beyond your understanding, but this is what needs attention now. So it happened on Wednesday, we're already Saturday. We have got about 10 more days until the full moon and springtime, which is balancing days and night. So we've got this very special 10 days now to allow more of that stuff to surface if it's needed, and to certainly face, not confronting, but come face to face with that reality that came up this week. Extreme sadness, outbursts of rage, arguments or other things, qualities that were not completely pure and clean in exchanges of energy with people, communication, action, slight or big lack of integrity. Self-abuse, self-sabotage, that kind of things. Neptune being the big illusionist, it will show you shades of things and pretend it's other things. Don't go into the drama and don't invest too much into thinking what it may relate to, because it won't help you sort it. What came up now, this week, just wants to be acknowledged. It's probably done now. Recognized and accepted. Acknowledged, recognized and accepted for what it is. It's a bit like a moment of truth. We don't want to cheat anymore. We don't want to live this fake life anymore. So once it's acknowledged and accepted, you will just refocus on your navel. Come back to that place of softness, right in the middle. And just let your breath go outwards and come back a few times. And keep listening to the wind. And feel the breeze on your cheeks and hands, and just let them do their work. The job being to soften. And then for a little while, you can open your eyes again, you can relax, you can look around. can feel the night coming. We'll soon dive into deeper stuff, but let's take a little pause.